It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Colorado's conversion therapy ban went in front of the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday. An issue is whether licensed therapists can counsel minors to try to change their gender identity or sexual orientation. CPR's Caitlin Kim was at the Supreme Court for oral arguments and says it was a relatively subdued scene.
I actually went through the line of people waiting to get in. I do that to see if I can find any Coloradans to talk to, but there were none. And that line was actually smaller than normal, especially for a case of this magnitude. I will say there were some supporters of both sides outside of the court when I left after the arguments, but again, still smaller than I would have expected.
This is the third time in recent years a conservative Christian legal group challenged one of Colorado's LGBTQ protections in front of the high court. It won the past two cases. Amid a tight budget, Denver's new city librarian says libraries are about more than books. Nicole Davies says they've adapted to meet challenging community needs, helping people in need find shelter and even distributing food.
The reality is, as more and more social services are underfunded, as there are more changes around the state and around the country, libraries often find that they are picking up the needs or the requirements for a community. And we've always tried to support patrons no matter what that looked like.
The Denver library system has 99 frozen, unfilled positions in the current city budget, but wasn't hit by any of the recent layoffs. A former town official in Aguilar is facing multiple felony charges, according to the Colorado Bureau of Investigations and other agencies. Tyra Marie Avila is accused of embezzling public funds for personal use, among other charges. The funds were federal loans and grants earmarked for the community's critical water infrastructure. She served as administrator, clerk, and treasurer for many years in a small town located about an hour south of Pueblo. This is KRC.